Stony Board of Adjustment, please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published of the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board at the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio? Mr. Blount? I know Rodney's here. Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag? Flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everyone. Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to the agenda?
Yes, there are. The application of Harold Israel, 41 Hart Place, will not be heard tonight. It will be postponed to May 28, 2026 with no further notice. Amit Preet Kaur, 41 Chicago Avenue, will be adjourned to June 11th with no further notice. Finally, Tilakraj Soni will be postponed until May 28th with no further notice. Mr. Chairman, that has been adjourned a number of times. You may want to authorize me to advise the applicant that if they're not ready to proceed at the next hearing, it may be dismissed.
Dismissed without prejudice. Yes, absolutely. Please do that.
Thank you. Those are all the changes I have.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Thank you. Let's move on to item number 26-VB-14V, Abel Ahmad.
Is Adele Ahmad present?
Yes.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I'm trying to build a pool in my house, and I need the variance.
Okay, Mr. Mizrahi, do you have any comments on this?
Yes, I just had a question for the applicant. Can you explain the type of equipment that's required for the pool? Like a filter, pump, etc., heater?
Heater, pump, filter. We're going to have a gate that's going to be like opening towards the pool only.
Okay. For the equipment, we're going to need to know where that's to be located. The survey you provided only showed the pool itself. So that might require an additional variance depending on the location of the equipment. So
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt. As long as he says under oath that it's 10 feet off the property line, there's not going to be an issue.
It's going to be 10 feet, yeah.
You need the as long as everything is 10 feet, decking, filter, anything off the property line, he's okay.
Thank you, Laura. Are you agreeable to that?
Yes.
Okay. It's a regularly shaped lot. Mr. Chairman, we think it's a best possible configuration for the pool.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this individual? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions for this application?
You can either raise your hand. Rodney said he could hear us, but he can't talk. Okay. anybody, if you're on your phone, you hit *6. We have quite a few public on today, Chairman Cahill. Or you can raise your hand on the computer and I will unmute you for any application. Okay, no one, Chairman.
Okay. Close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second it.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Or he didn't come on. Mr. Blount? Raise your hand. Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be here for that. We'll mail that document to you. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you. By the way, when is it going to come, the document?
The next meeting is in 2 weeks, so it'll be mailed the day after that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll email to you.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
Good luck.
Sure. Thank you so much.
26-ZB-13V. Ashar Kumar Raj.
Yes.
Akshay Kumar Raj, present?
Yes, present.
Okay, sorry, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth? Do you swear that the testimony will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Explain to the board why you're here, please.
Yeah, I am going to addition on my house, second floor, two bedroom, one bathroom.
Okay.
And I need the variance. I get the variance for the percentage of the building coverage and fence located in the easement area. And on the right hand side, it should be 8 foot. Proposed is 7.8 foot side yard setbacks.
Okay, sir. I believe my expert has some issues he needs to address with you. Jonathan, please jump in.
All right, thank you. So, Mr. Raj, do you, we've gone over the staff report. Do you agree to enter a memorandum of restriction that if we need to access the easement area, you will remove and replace a fence or any other improvement in that area at your cost?
Yes.
Okay. For the addition, we're going to need to address the front yard setback. It's a the overhang on the house is encroaching into the front yard setback, so that's an additional variance, but that's existing, along with the location of the house relative to the north side property boundary. So those are both existing nonconformities that will need to get memorialized with this resolution if it's passed by the zoning board. For the addition, would it be possible for you to pull in the back wall, the wall that's facing the backyard, align it with the exterior overhang? So it's going to make that proposed second floor a little bit smaller, but it'll all be in line with the existing overhang that you have now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Are you agreeable to that?
Yes.
And then any additional proposed overhang would be 18 inches or less. It's shown as 24 inches on your plan.
In
would
the
you be
plan,
okay with making the overhang more narrow in depth?
Yes, I am agree.
Okay. So I would feel most comfortable with a new set of drawings that we can review and approve. But I see if the board would like, we could conditionally approve this application tonight with those stipulations.
And Mr. Mizrahi, if he makes those changes, do you have a lot coverage calculation? A building coverage calculation?
So the existing building coverage calculation with the overhangs is non-conforming at 23%, 23.52%. If we move the rear wall in to align with the existing overhang, and the proposed overhangs are less than 18 inches, it would result in no additional new building coverage. An additional variance would be required for what would then be considered an existing non-conforming overage on lot coverage.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
I have everyone unmuted, so no one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I make a motion to conditionally approve this with the language
in the second
that was put forward tonight. Yeah, so I'll take a roll call on it.
Cal Pesh is back. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount? Gonna raise his hand. Hold on. He says yes. Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
You've been granted a conditional approval. You have to supply some revised drawings that show the changes that you agreed to with Mr. Mizrahi. We will memorialize this at our next meeting, but you need to get those drawings into him.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's move on to item Thank number you. 9. 26-ZB-16V, Magan Patel.
Magan Patel, present.
You got to unmute yourself, sir. There you go.
Okay.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Right. Raise your right hand.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give me be the truth?
Yes.
Do you swear that the testimony shall be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Explain.
Yeah, Jim, I think there's two gentlemen there, so I want to swear him, the other one, if he's going to be giving testimony.
Sir, do you want to testify as well?
Hi, good evening, everyone. My name is Devesh Patel. I am Magan Patel's son.
Okay, do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
The board, if you allow to speak on behalf of my father.
Yes.
We would like to build a roof over our existing paver's patio that we have in back of the house.
Okay, that's pretty straight and forward. Jonathan, we have some comments we need to add, right?
Yes, so this property was in front of the zoning board in 2014 for lot frontage, lot width, and lot area. However, they were not previously granted a variance for building coverage. As it currently stands, the building is at 22.56% coverage, including the shed. With the addition of the proposed roof, that would bring the building coverage to 26.27. So yes. It's my opinion that if there's any additional coverage granted, it would be further exacerbating this overage in coverage. I wouldn't recommend the approval of this application.
Yeah, I agree. At 26, that's a little steep at this point. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? I'm hearing none. I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
Sorry, it's muted. No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. Fortunately, I'm going to make a motion to deny this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay, please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
There he is.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Patel, your application's been denied because of excessive lot coverage. You can always submit a new application with less lot coverage to the board.
Thank you very much to the board for the opportunity and for the time and for the meeting.
Thank you.
We appreciate all that.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
On a separate note, Mr. Kumar Raj, you don't have to stay on. We have to be here.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a beer on
you. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Number 11. And that is 26-ZB-18V, Sandeep Nihuan.
Sandeep Nihuan, yes. Present?
Present.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, it is true.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Sure. So good evening, Chairman and member of the board. So my name is Sandeep Nihuan. I'm the owner and the applicant of the property at 221 Wyckoff Avenue. I'm requesting approval for minor bulk variance related to the lot area and an existing accessory structure, which is a storage shed. The property is short by approximately 14 square feet from the required 43,000 square feet, and that comes out to be around 0.03%. And currently it is in RR1 zone. And in addition, there's an existing storage shed, which is located about eight and a half feet from the property, rear property line, when 10 feet is required. And these are all longstanding and very, very minor conditions. And they do not create any substantial detriment to the neighborhood and do not impair the intent of the zoning ordinance. So the proposed construction, which is going to be building a new house, will remain consistent with the surrounding area here. So my request here is for board to consideration and approval of this variance.
Thank you, sir. Jonathan, you want to jump in here?
Sure. Can you provide any testimony on the condition of the existing accessory structure that you're seeking the variance for? The shed.
That's for me. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's for you.
What condition is the shed in?
I mean, what is the condition of the accessory structure?
Yes.
Does it need repair? Is it in good shape? Physical condition.
So this accessory structure which we're talking, this was actually inspected by the township in December of last year, December 23rd of December, if I'm correct, in 2025, and everything was found well, so nothing wrong here. I would like to use it if the board allows me.
Okay, and you would agree to if this needs to be reconstructed significantly or replaced, you would relocate it in a conforming location?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Okay. So we're going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any comments or questions for this application?
I forgot I'm muted again. Kathy DeVito.
Kathy DeVito, present?
Yes.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Could we have your address, please?
410 Brentwood Drive.
Thank you. Go ahead with your question or your comment.
So the letter we received from the township states to construct a new single family home, which made me think, was this to demolish the current home that's in place there? But then listening to the owner's statement, it sounds like this is just for a shed. It's not to take down the current existing structure of the home, not just the shed, the home.
Yeah, I can take that. I don't know if I'm supposed to, but I'll take that. So this variance request here is existing abnormality that's only related with the lot and the shed structure. This is not related with the new house.
Okay.
Well, no. He is constructing a new single family home. He was short 14 square feet for his lot size for the new house. And then the shed was brought up because he has no variances for the new home, but he does have variances on the lot itself. So he is constructing a new house, but the shed happened to be there and he wants to keep the shed.
So then I'm guessing, so does that mean that we would, does that mean we'd be receiving another letter at some point if the house is going to be getting like torn down and a new house gets rebuilt?
No, he is constructing a new house, but he's in front of the board because his lot is undersized by 14 square feet. That was in the notice also. He needs 43,000. He has 42 and change. So once you put up a new house, your lot's undersized, you automatically have to go for the variance.
So is this for an additional house on the property on the lot?
No.
It's a
replacement.
Replacement. They're taking down the old house, putting up a new house.
Okay.
And his lot's undersized by a whole 14 square feet. So if he was 43,000, he wouldn't be in front of the board, or he'd have to just go for the shed. That's what triggered it.
Okay. Can I ask just like how long the process will take as far as like coming from a noise pollution, what the time frame would be for this?
From noise pollution perspective, I mean, I didn't get it. I mean, you're talking about the noise pollution from the construction which will be happening?
Yes.
mean, that's just normal. Whatever happens, right, as per state standards, municipality standards, with any construction, so it's going to be similar to it.
How long is it going to take? The duration of construction isn't mandated by this board. That's going to be under general township of Piscataway ordinances for days and times of day when work is to be conducted. If there's anything happening outside of those times, you can follow up with our code enforcement department and they can investigate and pursue any incidences where their work is not conforming with the requirements for the town. But any sort of duration of construction isn't, this isn't the jurisdiction for that.
I'm just curious as to why the whole house would be getting demolished
and
rebuilt.
He's got a right to do that.
Okay.
He owns the property.
Right.
You know, he could do what he wants at this point, to be honest with you. I don't know if there was an ill repair, the home was in bad shape, and I don't have the right to ask him that question. He's before us trying to get a variance. And that's it.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you for asking the question.
Ella Meyer?
Yes.
One more. Yes.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Yes. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Could I have your name and address, please?
My name is Ilya Myers, Ilya Biagi Myers, and I live at 43 Cherrywood Drive.
Thank you. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Mr. Nishawan, welcome to the neighborhood. I actually live behind the new home. So good luck. We did an extension a couple years ago, and it's a lot of fun. It just depends what your definition of fun is. But just real quick, I have no issue. Obviously, like you mentioned before, it's going to go to the standards. The new home is going to follow the new ordinance or whatever that are by the state. In regards to the shed used to be a lot closer to the property line and you moved it to 8.5 feet. Is there a particular reason why it didn't get moved the whole 10 feet?
That's right. So when I tried to get the CO after purchasing the house, right? So there was a mandate that the paper, there was a printed page which was given to me by the township, and that had a bullet point checklist. And that stated that shed has to be 8 feet away. And that's where, you know, to be in confirmation, you know, a little bit movement was done so that it's away. And then that's where which I mentioned earlier, the inspector came and he did inspect the shed. He checked the condition. He checked that it's actually away from the rear set as per the rear setback. And the certificate of occupancy was issued. So it's actually 1/2 feet more than what was written on the checklist right now. So again, this is a little confusing. If I wouldn't gotten a right dimension at that point, probably we wouldn't be talking about this.
Exactly. That's what I was confused. I'm like, It got moved from, it used to be only about 3.5 feet and it got moved to 8.5 feet.
That was a certificate of occupancy requirement. So
gotcha. That was okay. And just to clarify, so you're keeping as is, or are you building a new one in that place?
You mean the shed or
yes, the shed, the brown shed.
Well, I'm keeping the shed.
Keeping the shed the same as is. Yeah. Okay.
That's right. And maybe you've probably heard that, right? I don't know what board will decide, right? If there's a significant development or changes made to that shed, then it will be moved as per our board's order.
Understood. All right.
And thank you, ma'am.
So, you know, there's groundhogs and foxes have lived there for the last 25 years. So that's don't fine. Be surprised when you move them. Thank you. And thanks
thank
for
you,
looking, for Tari fan.
Looking forward to meet you all, guys. Thank you.
Anyone else, Laura?
No, that's it, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Waisman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
We had more comments and nobody has chosen to listen to.
Nobody else was raising their hand at the time.
My husband raised his hand. He's sitting right here. I watched him do it.
Well, it didn't show up on the screen here, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What is it? Kevin Weeks? It just popped up now.
Yeah, that's correct.
He was doing it from before when everyone else was
working. Sorry. I don't know what was happening. Anyway,
I understand about the shed.
Hold on, sir. What's your name?
I'm sorry?
What's your name, sir?
My name is Kevin Weeks, and I live at 215 Wyckoff Avenue in Piscataway, literally one house away or two houses down.
Could you raise your right hand? I need to swear you in. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead with your comments.
My comment is, if this is only about the shed and the 14 square feet, which is fine with me, I have no issue with that, or getting a new home on the block. But my question is, why is the line in there saying the applicant also requests any and all other variance relief, you know, that they need?
That line is in every notice necessary. That is served, just in case something comes up. Nothing came up in this application. The only thing the applicant is here for is the shed and the 14 square feet.
What about going forward?
If there are other variances that are identified going forward, he'd have to come back to the board and serve new notices.
Okay, because I just didn't want to see this as like a carte blanche thing. And next thing I know, I got a Taco Bell down the street.
The plan that he has conforms with all the setback requirements. If he builds it in the wrong spot, he's going to have to come back to the board.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Weeks. Okay, I still stand by my notice to approve this application.
Same here.
Okay, please call the roll, Laura. You're muted, Princess.
Muted.
You and Courtney at the same time. She's yelling from the other room. You're muted. We got up to Rodney, Mr. Mitterrando.
Yes.
Mr. Ali.
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
Thank you.
Your application's been approved, sir. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you so much for your help.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Item number 12, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of April 23rd, 2026.
First resolution, Ed Neil Elamanco, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Nope.
Mr. Blunt? Mr. Mitterrando?
He's raising his hand.
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Michael and Eldora Thompson, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio? Mr. Blunt? Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Finally is Acme LLC, which you voted to grant a 6-month temporary use permit to. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio? Mr. Blunt? Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions for this evening.
Item number 13, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of April 23rd, 2026. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item number 14, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
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 All right, guys. Thanks for coming out. See you in a couple of weeks.
Have a great Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day. Steve, help the wife.